Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown. Episode 11, 11th Hour. Originally released on Patreon on March 10th, 2024.
Previously on Tales from Davidstown.
As best as I can tell, Nigel, you seem to be in good shape. Have you considered the headaches might simply be a symptom of stress?
I have. But I worry that it's something else.
Jessica Wilder. I want you to arrest her.
What? I can't lock a woman up for no good reason.
You're going to take part in a ritual
to track down the werewolf that turned you.
I'm afraid.
Good.
Paul Williams. Breathe. I have this. I have this. Oh, come on.
It's Amanda, Doctor. Can I come in?
I'm a little busy, Amanda. Please come back later.
Doctor, I need to speak to you.
Then use the intercom. Amanda, I just said...
Doctor, this is not something you want me blasting out across the surgery. All the bloody intercom.
What is it? What's the matter?
Nigel Westfield.
Who? Oh, wait, the farmer.
Yes, of course the farmer. Who else would I be...
Go on, Amanda.
He's dead.
What? When?
The police have said they estimate about 2 days ago. One of his boys found him in his field up on the heights.
I'm sorry to hear that. Cause?
You know he came in. The day they said he passed. Still complaining of headaches. But you weren't here again. And everyone else was booked full, so he just went home.
I'm trying to think when I last...
He was here only a few weeks back. He saw you about it. It's in his records. Don't you remember?
Yes. Yes, of course. I told him it was...
Stress. You told him it was stress. That was the only note that you added to his file that day.
Well... If it's...
He had a brain tumour. Cause of death was an advanced astrocytoma.
I see.
He'd been coming in for weeks with the same complaints, and each time you told him it was nothing to worry about.
I didn't believe it was anything to be concerned
about. It's a total lack of procedure. And it's not just him. You've been sending people away for weeks now, all without proper notes on their records.
I can sense you're angry with me somehow, but...
What the hell is going on with you?
Excuse me?
I've been your assistant for nearly 6 years, and I have never seen you acting like this. The way you have been for the past month.
What do you mean? Acting like what?
Handing patients to other doctors last minute. Sending patients away without proper investigation and notation. Not turning up at all and going silent for days on end. The list goes on. You think the others haven't noticed. I could only cover for you for so long.
I've been distracted, I admit, but...
This goes beyond bloody distraction. A man died because you fobbed him off on multiple occasions. Who else have you missed? Let pass by because of your neglect.
Amanda, I...
I want an explanation. What is going on with you? Where do you keep going?
I've been working with the police.
Julie Hobbs.
That's right.
Julie Hobbs left here 5 minutes ago with an official notice that you've been removed from the case because of a conflict of interest. The Hargreaves girl.
What has she told you?
She didn't need to tell me anything. I knew. As soon as she mentioned that girl's name. Out of all the patients we have on file, you've accessed hers by far the most. Like, you've been looking at her records hourly.
Amanda, look, this is all a misunderstanding. Emily, the girl is missing and I'm trying to help find her.
You're involved with this woman, aren't you? Is that what Hobbs meant by a conflict of interest?
I'm just trying to help, that's all.
Then start by actually seeing your patients, doctor. I'm not covering for you anymore.
Wait, I need you... This is all getting out of hand. Fuck! Here we go. Focus. Mr. Priest.
I'm 10 minutes out from the police station. Calling as you requested.
There's been a development, Mr. Priest. I need you to meet me at the Davidstown Medical Centre instead.
What the hell for?
Because there's information here. About Emily Hargreaves, that is, making you look suspect.
Is this a joke? You know what? I think I'll just make my way to the police station, as planned.
No! I said, I need you to come here. To come to the surgery. Otherwise...
Otherwise?
I'll release the information. Online.
Ah, so there we have it. I knew there was something off about this. Just who the fuck are you then, really? You're no copper, that's for certain.
Davidstown surgery. Call me again when you're here. Don't make me do something you'll regret.
Listen here, you little cunt.
All right. No turning back now.
Who's there?
It's me. May I come in?
I'm the one that's locked in here. I don't think it's my choice.
Fair enough.
You're reading. Good. How are you feeling?
Other than being held against my will, you mean? Oh, just fucking great.
I have explained to you, it's for your own safety.
And I still don't believe you.
All right. Why?
How can I? Siding with Sarah's psychopath upstairs.
I'll have to remember that one. You should know, though, she can listen to every word we say down here.
Good! I hope you can hear every word, you crazy bitch!
Better?
Not really. What do you want me?
The diary I gave you before. How much of it did you read?
Not much.
I merely just looked at the images. I only got a few words translated online before. Well, before the last full moon.
So, you understand what has happened to you. The moon's power.
I don't understand anything, May. That's my point. I don't know why I'm here, or even how, where these claws came from. So no, I don't understand what's happening to me, and I don't understand what the deal is with you and her.
Do you trust me?
You can't be serious.
I am.
I thought I did. Until this. Who even are you? Are you like her? That thing that she did to me?
I am no witch. That I can promise you.
Witch?
Is it so hard to believe, given your recent experiences?
I don't know what to believe anymore.
You have to understand a very simple truth. This world, this town, there are hidden things in it that are not widely known of. Curses and spellcraft are just two of the many.
This is insane. It's like I know nothing. What's real, what's not. Like you. I mean, I thought that I knew you, but...
I am your friend, Emily. And I need you to hear me out. For your own sake.
Like I have a choice.
You are here because you are dangerous. You are danger to the people living here. The farms, the animals. But most of all, your behavior, your reasoning. You are a danger to yourself.
Don't sugarcoat it or anything, will you?
Emily, I need you to understand how serious this is. What will happen to you if you're caught?
What do you mean, caught? I'm sitting in a cell.
You are in this room because I asked Serafina to keep you here. To keep you safe.
You're joking, right? Safe?
If you expose yourself, your other side, there are people out there who will hunt you down and kill you. Or worse. You did not choose this, I know. But the moment you stepped into my store, I could see you had no idea what you were doing.
So you knew?
I had my suspicions, yes.
And you didn't say anything?
What? An add to my already colourful reputation. Would you really have taken me seriously if I'd simply told you?
No. I suppose not.
If there's one thing life has taught me, it is that some lessons can only be learned through self-realization. Do you understand?
And what about Jess? Am I supposed to just accept that I killed my best friend and it's all just a fucking lesson? I don't even remember what happened. If Serafina hadn't told me, I'd still...
Listen to me. There'll always be those who will tell you you are a monster, that you should be destroyed. I'm telling you, you do not have to just accept this. You can fight.
I'm tired of fighting. And you're wrong.
Wrong? About what?
I am a monster.
Not yet. I can see you have a good heart, Emily. That is worth something. Perhaps in time, you'll realize that.
My heart? I don't think I have much left.
You have plenty. It will heal in time, just like your arm has.
My arm?
Take off the bandages.
Why?
Trust me. Take it off.
It's already healed.
Like the rest of your wounds.
How?
Because there's more to you now than meets the eye. I'm also a pretty good nurse. Won't you agree?
There's one thing I still can't get my head around.
Which is?
How I got here. Serafina said a friend brought me. Who?
You have many who care about your well-being, Emily. For now, leave it at that. The answers will come in time.
May? Thank you for the book.
Rest, Emily. You will need your strength for the ritual.
You're not closing the door?
I told you, you are not a prisoner. I know you would do the right thing. And stay with us.
I trust you know what you're doing, letting her loose like that.
I know her better than most. She will stay.
More risks? Is that how we're to play this?
Life is a risk.
Oh, please. Spare me your nonsense. Let's look at the facts, shall we?
By all means.
We have now at least 2 known werewolves in Davidstown, all of a sudden after not having seen any for over a century.
Your point?
My point, dear Mei Ling, is that this is going to get messy. Very messy. Eric already knows as much. It's only a matter of time before he works out that we've been hiding the girl from the group.
This doesn't need to involve Nexus, as we discussed.
It didn't need to involve me! And yet, here I am.
Let's not forget, you still owe me, Seraphina.
Yes, unfortunately I do. But mark my words, once the ritual is complete, you can consider my debt to you very much fulfilled.
And then what? You will let her go?
After that, she's your problem. I want nothing more to do with the girl.
You know exactly what I mean. Will you let go? Live.
We shall see.
Meaning?
Meaning I promise nothing. Despite considerable danger to myself and the rest of this town, I am doing more than any sane person would do. But when the blue moon rises, if it comes to a choice between her and me, then I choose me.
Answer me something.
What?
Why do you hate their kind so?
You have until after the ritual. Then I want you gone. Both of you.
Why tell her that she killed her friend? Knowing full well, she's alive. And how do they say? Kicking?
Let's just call it a test of character.
You expected her to not care, didn't you?
What I expect is that you keep your word. You stay to your side of things and I will stay to mine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have other matters to take care of.
She's not what you think.
She is exactly what I think. And stay out of my damn head.
I'm heading back from the surgery. Paul Williams is not to be let anywhere near the Hargreaves investigation.
Right you are, Mum.
And remember what I told you. Keep tight on this one. I don't want any of this getting leaked to the press, especially not to Jess Wilder.
Well, that's some interesting timing.
Meaning?
We just had another call in. Someone fitting her description is causing problems over the records office, demanding to see documents of Carista Company. The clerk is going mental.
It certainly sounds like her. Right, leave that with me. I'm heading there now.
You want me to send a special in? I've got some in the area.
No, leave it. I can handle this one myself. I'll be there in 5.
Absolutely no right to be looking at those files.
These are supposed to be public records.
I've told you already those files are kept in the other room. Who? Look, I'm sorry. You'll just have to wait a moment.
I'm DS Hobbs, Davidstown Constabulary.
Oh, finally. This woman. I've explained that we carry private records here as well as public, but she's forced her way in and just refuses to leave.
I walked in and you let me in. Drop the drama classes, yeah?
I absolutely did not just let her in. I would never just let anyone look at Carista records without...
Ms. Wilder, you mind explaining just what the hell you're doing?
Just get her out of there!
You can leave now.
I beg your pardon?
I said leave. I'll deal with this.
Fine, but it's on you if she steals anything.
I'm not stealing anything!
And yet here you are, rifling through private documents.
That's just it, though. These shouldn't be private. the Land Registry files ownership documents. Why are these being denied public access?
I'm going to need you to step away from the cabinet, Ms. Wilder.
Look, why are these buildings special? Why does their ownership need keeping private?
Ms. Wilder.
The Priory, Rose Hill, Talbot's, the King's Head, Tullridge. Tullridge House? Where the hell is that?
Now! I'm going to need you to come with me.
Come with you? Why?
Why? Because you seem to think yourself above the law. Because you seemingly assume that given your celebrity, you can just go around entering whatever private areas you see fit and taking whatever you like.
Hang on. You're talking about the Priory, aren't you?
We received a complaint from them last night. Yes. You mind explaining that?
Are you aware the Caristas own the Priory as well?
What of it?
And did you know that they had security footage of the night Emily was attacked? Actual footage?
You need to tread carefully here. Are you suggesting that they deliberately withheld information? And you can prove this?
Sergeant, just think about it for a minute. The attack at the Priory, Emily's car, her house, the invoice?
You're saying that they have video evidence of the creature that attacked Miss Hargreaves?
What did you say?
I'm asking if you're implying that the video that they have of her attack exists and that you've seen it.
No, that's not what you said. You said creature. How did you know it was a creature?
That was a suggestion by a witness.
The police have been saying that you've been searching for a man, that the animal attacks had nothing to do with Emily.
Yes, the animal attacks are likely linked to...
Oh my God. You've been lying, haven't you?
All right, that is enough.
No, not enough. You're lying to me, to the public.
I said enough.
You're not going to get away with this. I'll make sure.
Right, that's it. You're coming in.
Get off me!
Jessica Wilder, I am arresting you on suspicion of breaking and entering and disturbing the peace. You do not have to.
You know the manager at the Priory, don't you?
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned.
What are you hiding?
If you do not mention something which you may later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given...
Did you take Emily?
Shut up!
Where are you, you little prick?
Priest!
Well, I'm here. Now what?
Where's Emily?
What?
You heard me. Where is she?
How should I know? I haven't seen her since she ran away from me. From her life.
You're lying. Tell me where she is.
Just who the fuck do you think you are? Dragging me out here, pretending to be a fucking copper?
I won't ask again.
And then what? What's a little prick like you going to do? Are those glasses of yours stopping you from seeing the fact that I can beat the shit out of you?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't really need them. You're coming with me.
This whole time.
I've warned you already. Be quiet.
How long has Carista had you in their pocket? How long has our police force had a corrupt officer at the top?
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know plenty. And just as soon as I get out of this, I'm going to blow the lid wide open on all of it. You, Carista, Nexus.
What? What did you say?
You heard me. You think I don't know what's going on? What the hell are you doing? The station is that way. I thought you were taking me in. Slow down. You're going to get us killed.
No, you're going to get yourself killed.
By who? You?
I am a police officer.
Once. Maybe. And now?
Tell me everything you know about Nexus.
Ah, well now, that's interesting. Why would you even know about Nexus?
This isn't a damn game, Wilder.
Let me keep this simple for you, Sergeant Hobbs. You tell me where my friend is, and I'll tell you everything I know.
I don't know where she is any more than you do.
Bullshit! You cover up for Carista. You know there's a creature out there killing animals. And you sit here all high and mighty while people's lives are at risk. And now, surprise, surprise, you've got a connection to Nexus. Who are they? The Mafia? A parent company? Ah!
Oh! Hang on!
What the hell is that thing? It's trying to break through the glass.
Brace yourself.
You saw that, right?
No, it can't be.
Can't be what? A monster three-headed dog just attacked us.
It shouldn't be out in the open.
What was that?
Shh! Quiet. I said quiet. It's over there. Behind the building.
What is...
Listen to me very carefully. Whatever happens, do not leave this car. Under any circumstances. Do you understand me?
What? No!
I mean it. If you go out there, it'll rip you apart. Here. For the cuffs.
Wait! Where are you going?
To deal with it.
Hobbs! Hobbs! Don't go anywhere, I can't see you. Where are you going? Shit! Fuck this. I'm not hanging around to be mincemeat, Hobbs.
Wilder!
Oh, for fuck's sake, Hobbs. If anyone ever sees this video and I'm not around anymore, at least I died trying to save someone. Might as well leave this recording. Hobbs! Hobbs! Hobbs? Is that you? Oh, shit. If you're seeing this, it's about 4 feet high with... Jesus. It's like a three-headed pit bull. What the hell are you? Okay, Jess. Take it easy. It won't attack. I don't run. This was a really bad idea. Oh, fuck!
I told you to stay in the fucking car.
My arm.
Are you hurt?
I think my jacket's stopped most of it. I'll be okay.
What were you thinking? It could have ripped you to bits.
I was trying to help you. You yelled my name and then there was this crash.
I was calling you to drive the hell out of here.
Oh. Well...
What?
Nothing. At least you had a gun. What the hell was that thing?
It's a Cerberus.
Cerberus?
Though it's probably too late to convince you it's a mutant dog.
Definitely not the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
And too small to be the creature attacking the farms. Or what attacked your friend.
So you have seen the tape?
Yes. I've seen the tape.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Why? Why lie about it? Why hide the thing?
Because those were my orders.
Who? Who would order something like that?
The people in charge. That's normally how orders work.
Nexus. You're talking about Nexus, aren't you?
You need to drop this.
You have to be. Why else would you have gotten so riled up when I said the name?
Wilder, listen to me.
Why? Money?
You wouldn't understand.
We just fought off a three-headed dog. Not to mention I watched my friend mauled by a giant wolf. I think you can assume that my mind is very much open.
Why would you say wolf?
Well, that is... It looked like a giant wolf.
You know something you're not telling me, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now who's the one lying? What else have you seen?
I can't trust you. Not until you explain to me what the hell is going on. What are you doing?
Disposal.
I think you already got it.
Don't want anyone finding this, do we?
Oh, what did you do? Oh, that thing, it's melting.
You want answers, right? So do I. Come with me.
And go where?
To see the person in charge.
Fuck it. Why not? Not like anything is gonna top all this, right?
Shadows! I can see you. Who are you?
Welcome back, Jason.
You again? And tell me now, you fucking prick!
I'm going to refuse the request, Jason. At least until you tell me what you've done to Emily.
What? I've told you. I haven't seen her. I don't know where she is.
You know I can feel you lying about something. Holding it back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's the thing. Being a doctor comes with all sorts of perks. Steady job, decent wages, and access to a whole range of very sharp tools.
The fuck are you talking about?
Here's how this is going to work. This scalpel here is going to cut you. Cut into you, and cut little pieces out of you. And I'll keep cutting and cutting until you tell me where is Emily Hargreaves.
You fucking psycho. I don't know.
You know something. And you'll tell me. So how about we begin? Where shall we start?
Get away from me!
Arms. Legs.
Help! Help! Somebody help!
No one is going to hear you out here, Jason. That's the beauty of this place. Nice and remote.
Help!
How about we start with... Ah, yes. Fingernails.
No! No!
Hold still. This is really going to hurt.
No, 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 no! You bastard!
You fucking bastard!
You know, she told me what you did to her. The black eyes. The broken ribs.
I didn't do anything to her. Please. Please. I didn't touch her.
Dragging her off the bed. Down the stairs.
No. No.
I suppose you have a point. Only 8 nails left. Maybe we just skipped the flesh.
Listen! Just fucking listen!
I'm all ears.
I... Alright, alright! I didn't mean to. It's just... I get angry when I've had a drink. Ah, no! I didn't want to hurt her! I just lost control! I'm sorry! I don't know where she is! No! Stop! What the fuck is going on? No! Please!
Stop! Balance. Settle. Paul. Paul Williams.
Please.
You know I've seen people like you all my life. Everything. A nice house. A great car. A beautiful, gentle partner by their side.
Please, let me go. I won't tell anyone, I swear.
Yet, with all that joy in their lives, all people like you can do is lie and cheat and injure and cause suffering. And yet, I'm the one they call monster. Maybe you're telling the truth. But maybe it's time you found out what suffering actually is.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never-before-seen behind-the-scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.